Te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika i wai tikau mā whetu ira tahi. Hoki mai anō rā e hua mā ki te hōtaka o taumatahanga. A ko Daphne Popata hau e tuku mihi atu kia koutou katoa. Ka mutu he mahanga kaupapa e hāpai ake i te hunga rawa kore, te hunga e noho kāinga kore hoki ko Orange Sky New Zealand tērā hoki te tahi kaupapa e hāpai ana i aua hunga. Kei runga i tawai kōrero i tēnei wā ko Iri Uini ki te kōrero kia tātou. Pāna ki tēnei kaupapa kia pōhiri a ki tātou iaia. Tēnā koe Iri.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Awesome. Can you just give our listeners a little bit of kōrero about who you are, where you're from?
Yeah, for sure. We're a charity called Orange Sky New Zealand. And so if you can picture it, we've got these big bright orange vans that have two washing machines, two dryers and a hot shower in the back. And we go all around the community in Auckland, but also we've got a van in Wellington, providing our service for free for people that might be doing it tough, whether they're doing it tough on the streets or maybe even families that are doing it tough since COVID. And we've been doing that for the last almost 3 years now.
Awesome. And just recently, your guys' services have doubled throughout the past year. Why are these services so essential at this time?
I think, I really believe we've become an essential service. Since COVID, we were doing about 8 shifts a week back then. Now we're doing 16 shifts a week with one of our vans. And the biggest need, I think, has been not so much more people on the streets, but it's been a lot of families that have been doing it tough. So they might still have a roof over their heads, or one of the partners might be working. But to still be able to save $10, $20 in these tough times, to put some more food on the table, if we can provide that service for free, it's been an awesome opportunity.
I think I just want to go back to the beginning of this kaupapa. You said that you've been doing it for at least 3 years now. How did you come up with the idea to create this service, and how was it? Like, financially, I had assumed that it was a little bit tough on you in the get-go. So how has the support been from the community to allow you to carry on with this service?
Honestly, it blows me away every day. When we first started, I'm from Rewa, so South Auckland, and I just saw the need in my community, and really wanted to support the guys out there. But then we really quickly realised how much there's a need all across New Zealand. And so, when we first started, it was just the community. But now, I guess the dream is that we could support everyone in New Zealand. And I think the community has been—I've been really blown away and amazed by how they've just jumped on board. And even just everyday mothers and fathers that have been donating. And getting behind us so that we can, now that we've got a van in Wellington, and hopefully you'll see us start to pop up around areas like Christchurch, Hawke's Bay, and we're getting there.
Oh, awesome, mahi e huanga mihi nui kia koutou. Mō tēnei mahi. Obviously, I think one of the questions that a lot of people might be wanting to ask is, how does it happen in a van?
So we've managed to put in there, we've got the two washing machines, the dryers and the shower, but we're all self-sufficient. So we've got a generator that powers everything. We've got water tanks as well. So we've got our own water on board. That's enough water usually for about 3 hours. Around 200 volunteers that take our vans out 16 times a week. And again, the other van in Wellington. And they just pull out their orange chairs. And the other part that we do is we also provide a connection and a safe place for people to come and hang out while they're waiting for their washing. So our volunteers will come and have a chat and a kōrero around these chairs. And it's something really special, I think, that we've built over the zone.
Wow, it is a great kaupapa e hua. So how do people go about accessing the service? And is it for everyone, or is there a specifically targeted group?
This is for everyone. This van, our mission has always been about positively connecting communities. And so if anyone wants to find out where our shifts are, if they have access to online, they can see us on orangesky.org.nz, and our up-to-date schedule is always up there. We're at the same places every time, every week, so people can kind of have that consistency and rely on where we're going to be. If people want to see some more information about they can go on our social media page and just search up Orange Sky New Zealand. You should find us there on Facebook and Instagram.
Awesome. Where can whānau go to help this kaupapa and donate a koha e hua?
Yeah, if anyone's keen to support, they can go to orangesky.org.nz, and the links will be there to, if anyone's keen to volunteer or if anyone's in a position to donate, they can find the information all on our website.
Awesome. Ngā mihi nui ki a koe. Iri kia pai tōra and have a good day e hoa.
Appreciate it so much, guys. You have a good one, eh?
Ai, katia ki rai tātai mā, ko te reo kōrero tērā a Iri Ueni. Ko ia tētahi kai hāpai, kai tūtei mo tēnei kaupapa Orange Sky New Zealand. E hāpai e āwhina nā e ngā hāpori puta noa i a Tāmaki Makaurau. Ia te whanganui ātara i tēnei wā, kare he kore, ka horapa ai tēnei kaupapa rangatira i te motu a ngā tau e heke mai nei. Pia, kaua e pupuri i au a kōrero ki a kungutu e huama. Engari mo tēnei wā, ka haka iria ki tātou i te raurau kōrero mo noho tonu mai ki te hiku a te ika.